This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's state nuclear operator says Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days. The operator reported the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia power plant suffered a quote-unquote blackout on Wednesday morning when a missile damaged a distant electrical substation. The power was restored about 8 hours later, but experts say such interruptions increase the risk of radiation disaster because electricity is needed to cool the nuclear reactors. Officials say diesel generators provided emergency power, but the backup fuel supply is limited. Meanwhile, Western officials discussed maintaining winter weapon and aid supplies to Ukraine. And Russia said 8 people were arrested for an explosion on a Russian to Crimea bridge. Air raid sirens have been heard in Kyiv for a third consecutive day as officials advise citizens to stock up on water and conserve energy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Despite the ongoing threat, some residents are out visiting St. Michael's Golden Domed Monastery to pray, as well as visiting a monument wall for the country's fallen soldiers. Dentist Vanyamin Kofanov says he's worried about Russia destroying Ukraine's infrastructure, but is not afraid they'll use nuclear weaponry.
I'm not scared about nuclear weapon. I don't think that they are going to use it.
Strikes on Monday hit near the government quarter in the capital's symbolic heart, where Parliament and other major landmarks are located. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The European Commission on